Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And right now on our fan hotline is our man, our guy, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty well.
Doing great.
Doing pretty well. Jeff, have you ever been to Ireland?
I have.
Oh, nice.
I have. It's awesome. I mean, the people over there are going to have a ball. Crowley, he may not come back, so just be ready for that.
Yeah, Callis would be happy if he didn't come back because they.
You
know,
would
they
be happy?
he understands like the alcohol content level of Guinness is a little bit different than, you know, what he probably has over here.
Absolutely, Jeff.
And given the body weight, that might not take much.
It's not going to take much. He's a feather. He's going to have one Guinness and then he's going to be, I mean.
He's translucent.
He's translucent. Yes, absolutely. Jeff, what do you expect out of this football game on Sunday? 9:30 kickoff, obviously. Ooh. In Dublin. And what do you expect? How do you see this game going? The coaching matchups, Flores, O'Connell, you know, Mike Tomlin, Tara Austin. There's a lot of little storylines in this game. Justin Jefferson and Jalen Ramsey, maybe. How do you see this football game going?
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Tomlin said on Tuesday about would rather have J.J. McCarthy out there than Carson Wentz in this scenario, just because it's a guy who hasn't played a lot of football at the NFL level, and you've got an opportunity to attack that opposed to a guy that's played a ton of ball. And listen, this Minnesota offense is loaded. They've got two great tackles. They can plug in a running back and just have them continue with that tradition, and obviously a wide receiver. They're stacked. Hawkinson's a good tight end. I mean, this is a really good offensive club with a good offensive-minded head coach. And then you mentioned it defensively. Here's the thing. You have to have success on first down against Brian Flores. You get yourself into second and third and long with all the different looks that he can give you and all the different attacks and how he can get really creative and crazy, you're going to find yourself in for a long game.
Jeff, I watched Aaron Rodgers' press availability yesterday. I know you guys had a special guest behind you. Mike Tomlin creeped in on the proceedings. Is that commonplace?
It is not. Every once in a while, I mean, he'll roam through the room. Every once in a while, if there's somebody in this little designated interview area, he'll just peek his head, mostly as a joke, or if it's a younger guy, or if we ever talk to Christian Kuntz, he always gives him issue as Pittsburgh's guy. But no, that isn't very common, but you could see in his face the relationship, what he thinks of Aaron, and just how he wanted to give Aaron a, you know, it's his way of kind of needling him a little bit, and then, you know, Aaron gave him a little look towards the end of knowing that he was there. But, I mean, I know Mike's got to win playoff games. They've got to do better. But when people in that room really are drawn to Mike Tomlin.
I wanted to ask you about Aaron Rodgers. What's your sense? I mean, he emanates patience. He emanates having been there before. But what do you think his actual patience level is with some of the youth that's around him and the hits that he's taken?
Well, it gets tested. And you see it at times. I mean, we see some things in practice, but you guys see it on the field, like how we got frustrated with Freiermuth that they weren't on the same page. You know, you see the face when he gets knocked down and he's being helped out or dragged up by, you know, an offensive lineman. I mean, he is a perfectionist, and he expects that from his teammates. Now, I think whether it's over time or whether that it's early, you know, he hasn't called anyone out directly, but know that those conversations happen. He is the most comfortable person in his skin at that position that I think I've ever seen. I mean, he doesn't worry about anything he says because he just doesn't – he isn't concerned about it at all. He's just the same guy. You can joke with him. He'll joke with you. He'll get ticked off at you. But you could also give something back to him, and he'll at least listen, but know that he expects to have the final say-so in those scenarios.
Jeff, Pitt takes on Louisville Saturday, coming off of a bye week. Pitt takes on Louisville at home. And Penn State takes on Oregon at home. Thoughts on those two games?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start with the Pitt game. And here's another very good offensive-minded head coach. I mean, Louisville just always seems to have speed. They're aggressive defensively. And then the guy, Miller Moss, who seemed to just jump right into their system. You always wonder non-conference, like, okay, who have they played? What kind of challenges have they really had? But it's another good Louisville team. And it's not a must-win for James Franklin, but you get this one, maybe that eases some of the, okay, you can't win certain games. If you can get this game on Saturday night for Penn State, I think that propels them into what their potential is this year, which is, I mean, they're one of the favorites to win the national championship, and with good reason. They've got an experienced quarterback. Now is when, and I know Oregon does too, but now is when you've got an experienced quarterback at home. This is where this has got to pay off. Drew Aller's got to play one of his better games and lead that Penn State offense because they'll be challenged, but it's a great opportunity for them on Saturday.
Jeff, your thoughts on Aaron Donald and his jersey retirement coming for the Notre Dame game?
I went back and looked at some of those numbers this last year. I mean, they just don't seem real, what he did in his last season at Pitt. I mean, 28.5 tackles for loss from that position. And we were talking to a couple offensive linemen yesterday about Aaron and about potentially facing him, and they both got that, like, nervous smile of, like, no, I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good. Even probably right now, I don't want to go up against Aaron Donald. But he was relentless. When there were other programs that didn't think he was good enough, he just worked. He didn't whine. He worked. And that's what made Aaron Donald who Aaron Donald was and is. And on top of everything else, he hasn't forgotten where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
And not just with words, but with, you know, some of the things he's been blessed with financially. And I think that's what, you know, Aaron is just, he's exactly what you want in a former great. He's all of it.
Very well said, Jeff. Very well said. Jeff, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next. Oh, actually, talk to you maybe Saturday.
Yeah, I'll see you guys on Saturday. You know, there's somebody that's off in Ireland pounding some Guinness, not just Crowley. So I'll be spending some quality time with you guys on Saturday.
It'll be good to see the Hawk.
Yes, sir.
At Acrisure Stadium.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you, boys.
See you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you. Wayfair, every style, every home.